And we are excited to announce a new feature to 97.9 The Hill beginning today. Each month, we are profiling a Do Great Things initiative from Durham Tech with in-studio guest interviews and interactive articles on our website, chapelboro.com. It's a feature showcasing some of the inspiring initiatives and programs at Durham Tech that make our community proud. The article for this interview is going to be up on chapelboro.com with the audio from the interview next week. We've got joining us today are Melissa Ockard, who is the Dean of Health Technologies for Durham Tech. Melissa, good to have you here in the studio.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for having us.
And Gail Walker, who is the Program Director for Anesthesia Technologies. Gail, good to have you here in the studio as well. And we're talking about anesthesia technology, which I had never heard of before, but this is a really, really exciting program. Obligatory dad joke about how we're not going to put you to sleep for the next 10 minutes talking about how awesome this program is. What is it? What does it entail? What's the overview of the program?
So, Aaron, we're super excited about this program. This program is really a great example of the community college and our healthcare provider, our clinical partner, coming together to meet a healthcare need, an educational need that's ultimately going to benefit patients in our area. So we're very excited about it. This program is going to give students an associate degree in anesthesia technology. It's a 5-semester program, and it's offered at our Orange County campus. And the program includes didactic coursework, of course, laboratory courses, and also includes a very strong clinical component because obviously we want students to be learning on site with physicians, with the people that are doing this work, and that's a really important component of this project. Doing those clinicals at UNC Healthcare, of course, and also for our other clinical partners in the area. And I'm going to let Gail tell you a little bit about what our students are learning.
Well, students that will be completing the program will have studied anesthesia technology, pharmacology, basic and advanced principles, and professional aspects such as regulatory compliance and professional ethics.
That's a lot that goes into it. Is the associate's degree, is that the terminal degree? Do they go on, or are they done once they're done?
They're done.
They're done?
Yes.
They're going on? All right. So there's, 11 programs or 11 colleges in the country that are offering this, and Durham Tech is the only one right in North Carolina?
Right. So there are 11 programs across the country that offer this program. We're pursuing steps, obviously, to become an approved program that's also accredited. Mm-hmm. These students are really learning to be part of the anesthesia care team. So they're going to be working with the anesthesiologist and with the nurse anesthetist to help people that are undergoing anesthesia. So that's a big deal for us. And it's an important program because the profession is changing. And the biggest change that is occurring is that the professional organization, ASATT, used to have 2 levels of certification. Now they're moving to the certified anesthesia technologists. And the professional change that's coming is that degree is going to be required to sit for that certification. So this is a really big deal, and they're just that handful of programs. So and healthcare is moving more to even requiring that certification. It's not there yet, but we anticipate that change is coming, therefore requiring this associate degree, which is required to get the certification. But also it's going to provide a professional standard for this very important role, allowing them to maybe move across a career ladder and to get maybe higher pay. And we really look at it as a career stepping stone as well. I mean, I think Durham Tech really wants to be the go-to community college for careers in the OR. We have central sterile processing, we have surgical technology, and now we have anesthesia technology that really is going to give students a lot of options if they want to work in the OR and beyond.
And I was going to ask how this came to be at Durham Tech, but there's a really, really good foundation for programs like this at Durham Tech already.
Exactly. And this particular program came about with a partnership with UNC Healthcare. We're so honored to have their reputation and expertise behind us. But I was approached last year by Dr. Chris Howard, who's the medical director for anesthesia technology at UNC Healthcare. And he discussed this growth in anesthesia technology and the need for this role, the growing need. We conducted a survey that reflected that need really across all of our healthcare partners. And so we felt like it was something really, really important to do. Dr. Howard and I worked together on the state application. We have to apply to the North Carolina Community College System office. And we got that approval, and we were so gung-ho and a little bit crazy, we decided to start this fall.
That's awesome. Again, we got Melissa Ockert here in the studio and Gail Walker, both with Durham Tech. We're talking about the new program in anesthesia technologies. Again, Durham Tech, one of the very, very few schools in the country that has a program like this. So who applies for a program like this? The applicants that you get or the applicants that you're looking for, what kind of background are they coming from?
So the background, we really welcome students of all ages, and I'm going to let Gail tell you a little bit about our current class and also what this is going to mean to the hospitals themselves. Our students may be students that are current anesthesia techs that need to gain this credential, so we're going to have people coming in with some healthcare background. We're also going to have people coming in that don't have any healthcare background, and that really gives us a very rich environment for students to learn. So we anticipate there's going to be a wide range of that. And I mentioned the pathway, the career pathway, giving people an opportunity to move along. But I'm going to let Gail tell you a little bit about what this is going to mean to the hospitals having these trained personnel coming in, and tell you a little bit about the students that we have this year.
Gail.
So the students we currently have, we have 10 enrolled. Mm. One is currently working as an anesthesia tech, but as Melissa said, she needs the class, she needs her degree in order to sit for the national certification exam. We have one young woman who is a nursing assistant, but after attending our information session, she decided to switch fields. She was headed to nursing, but she decided anesthesia technology was more appealing. The remaining eight have no medical background, but all are very interested. It's been my experience over the years that anesthesia techs, they often use this as a stepping stone into other things. That's always been one of my favorite parts of this job, is getting young people, directing their passion into something like this, because I know this last year, we've lost two anesthesia techs to medical school at UNC. Lose them isn't the correct term.
Yeah. But they're moving on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just exciting. What was your other question?
Yeah, no. How did you get into this in the first place?
So 30 years ago, it was on-the-job training when life was much simpler and the OR was just not what it is today. Over the years, I've just progressed. I have been at UNC for the last 26 years. I just left them about three, four weeks ago.
Wow.
To start this program.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you don't necessarily see yourself going in a direction and then you... exactly the right direction to go in, right?
It's funny, the cards that fate deals you, because I had absolutely planned on retiring from UNC.
Yeah.
And then Mrs. Ockert shows up at my door.
So this then is a wide open question. And again, we've got Gail Walker here and Melissa Ockert, and we've got to wrap up here in a second. But people who go into this program, and people can come into it with no medical background whatsoever, so this is a great starting point. It's a great point for people to move into as they're already into a career. But people leave the program, they graduate the program, and then where can they go on from there? People go on to careers. What kind of careers are open?
So obviously, while they're with us, it's going to be really important for them to get a strong background in the sciences, anatomy, physiology, microbiology, pathophysiology, and that's going to prepare them. That's going to really set the foundation for them. After they complete the program, there's so many areas that they'll be able to go. They'll be able to go into the hospital setting, into a clinic setting that performs diagnostic-type tests that require anesthesia. We're anticipating surgical centers, veterinary clinics, so really a wide array of environments where our students will be able to work. And as we've mentioned, the need is great. All of our clinical partners reported that they have not only open positions, but that they want credentialed individuals, so we know that that's coming, so there'll be those opportunities. But then, as Gail mentioned, they'll be able to move on to other areas if they're interested, to nursing and other things, and that's really exciting, and that gives our students students really a pathway to do all kinds of things, and that's what community college is about.
And then finally, people want to know more. They might want to apply to the program, get more information about it. Where can they go? What can they do?
They're going to email you.
Yes, please do. We've had information. We had one initial information session just before the program started. But like I said, things have been kind of fast and furious with this. I'm sure we'll have more scheduled. There's always on the website for that anesthesia technology program, along with all the other allied health.
Yeah, monthly information sessions. We're also scheduling a careers in the OR focused information session out at Orange County and on our main campus.
Cool. DurhamTech.edu, the website.
That's
go
right.
there and get more information about anesthesia tech and all of the other cool programs that they've got at Durham Tech, of which we will be talking about many as part of the Do Great Things feature as we get further into the fall. Melissa Ockert, Gail Walker, thank you both so much for being here today.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.